Allowance for Doubtful Account is an actual credit account. That means its normal balance is usually a credit amount. Well, what type of account is it? It is a contra asset account. More notably, it is a contra accounts receivable account. And what it does is it helps to show the true value of accounts receivables. So just like depreciation, where you have a main account like computers, and then you have a contra account, accumulated depreciation computers, finally you will have a book value for computers, which is the main computer account minus the accumulated depreciation. And the book value shows the true value of your computers. The AFDA account, or Allowance for Doubtful Accounts account, is much like the accumulated depreciation, but it is for accounts receivables. So now on our balance sheet, we're going to have an accounts receivable account less allowance for doubtful accounts, and then finally the book value of accounts receivables, or what we will call it is net accounts receivables. So if we are expecting, you know, $1,000 worth of accounts receivables, but we think $100 of that will not be collected, then our accounts receivables will be $1,000, our allowance for doubtful accounts will be $100, and our net accounts receivables will be $900. Each year, the allowance for doubtful accounts account, or AFDA account, is created, if it's the first year that we're using it, or it's replenished during the adjusting entries. So at the end of each year, we calculate how much we think we are going to experience in bad debts as a result of sales from this year, and we will expense that amount to the AFDA, or we will add up the amount that we currently have in the AFDA and top up the AFD fund to the estimated bad debts for this year. When the AFDA funds are exhausted, so for instance, if we assume we're going to have $800 worth of bad debts this year, and we put $800 into the AFDA fund, then the next year we use up all 800 and people are still claiming bad debts from the previous year, we have two options. We can move our AFDA fund, we can keep debiting it and make it an exceptional account, which will make it a debit account and keep debiting and keep debiting, and finally adjusting for it in the following year by adding more credits to it. So we can make it an exceptional account, or we can debit it right down to zero, use up all of our, let's say, $800, and then we can shift over to the direct write-off method where we start actually expensing the debts that are coming in from previous years. So businesses have the option of doing either or.